We had a jobs report this week. It was on the light side. Let's talk to our pal, John Carney, Breitbart News editor and co-author of The Breitbart Business. So, John, I don't know if you heard the question, but it's mostly government and government-sponsored jobs that have been rising in the last year or two, unlike the Trump years. And there's almost nothing doing in manufacturing, John Carney.
Yeah, no, that's right. We've had what I think of as government-adjacent jobs. They're not related to private sector demand in the economy at all.
Right.
If you think about social assistance, I mean, a hospital's bills are paid 70% by government at this point. So that is a lot of government-driven, government spending-driven jobs. And that shouldn't be so surprising. If you look at the huge level of deficit spending that's going on, I would say actually a lot of the jobs that are even much more private sector are actually government-paid jobs. A lot of the construction jobs we've seen, we've had a big, way too many construction jobs coming in given the level of home building. That's really suspicious. What's probably happening there is a lot of the CHIPS Act subsidies, a lot of the subsidies coming in through the American Rescue Plan, which was 3 years ago, but is still feeding money into the economy. A lot of that is actually feeding it. So the problem is even bigger than you think, Larry. This isn't cyclical job expansion, but government-driven job expansion. And the danger is what happens, one, when that goes away, will it be weakness? Or maybe we may actually find, and this is the more hopeful, that one of the problems the private sector has been having is finding enough people to come work for them. Well, that's because all these government sector jobs are taking up all the workers. We might actually have a healthier expansion if government wasn't crowding out private sector hiring as much as it is.
Yeah, that's a great point. Other thing is, manufacturing has been flat. The supply manager's report was flat, or actually down slightly, but against a year ago, it's been flat. Manufacturing hours worked, John, production workers, in this jobs report, flat, going back to 12 months. Nothing going on here. So we just got a little bit of time, John Carney. Interest rates, Wall Street got very excited about this jobs report. You see any rate cuts coming?
No, I think this gave, it opened a chance for a rate cut. It didn't take it off the table. If we had a very hot report, it would have taken rate cuts off the table altogether for the year. I think this kept hope alive. But frankly, the Fed isn't looking that much at jobs. They have gotten past the part where they think people have to lose jobs for inflation to come down. And instead, they're just going to look at the inflation numbers.
Right.
The inflation numbers have been very bad.
That's right. As you pointed out, the inflation has been very hot. Sorry about it. John Carney, Breitbart, thanks very much.